In the 4 weeks of Advent, we've lit a candle to remember the prophets. We have lit a candle to remember the angels and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph. And I'm forgetting one, but we lit them all. It's Christmas Eve. I'm going to forget something. And we're going to light our last candle. It's the Christ candle. It's Christmas Eve. It's time to do that. And so if you've been here, we've been reading scripture back and forth just to remind ourselves of why we're here and what we're doing. And so we thought for tonight, for the Advent candle, we'd like to invite our friend Ellie Pierce. And Ellie's going to recite some of these scriptures from the four songs of Christmas that we've been studying, from Zechariah and Mary and from the angels. So would you please welcome Ellie?
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation." And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you've prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel."